three plate decline bench.
What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Oh yeah, almost forgot. Jesus fucking Christ. So, kind of doing this as a celebratory thing. Let me see if I could even fucking... There you go. I know, it's been a while. There you go. That's what I've been drinking for the past... I don't know, it's been a while. But, I haven't drank in over a month, alright? And considering that the way shit's going with, Budweiser, or just Anheuser-Busch in general, I just wanted to, give you, basically, kind of a salute to... all those men that put down that fucking beer. Cheers. This one's for you. Damn. Doesn't taste as good as I remember. Then again, I haven't drank in a month, so. In any case. Now, the reason for this video... is that, women's nature is often overseen as complex, and it isn't. It really isn't, men. The very same behavior that you're dealing with is no different than the behavior that you came across when you were in high school, man. It's the same behavior that you came across when you were in middle school. The coolest kid with the nicest shoes... the freshest deck and the most friends got the most attention. It's always been that way for a majority of those, you know, for those type of girls that you wanted, the hot ones, right? Who provided nothing other than just being hot. They were like the clumsy ones at school. They were the ones that weren't very talented at art. They were just hot. And the ones that were talented, that were smart, that were usually really good with music, really good with art, really good with other things, those tended to be the ones that, you know, were overlooked. For me, I tended to fuck them and then get into trouble because I would fuck one too many of them, and then they would all kind of find out. And, well, yeah. Those situations never ended well. So here's my point. That behavior hasn't really changed. The older you get, the more pronounced it becomes. As a matter of fact, I made a comment on somebody's video a few days ago. I said it's like the older they get, the sooner they end the honeymoon scene or the honeymoon phase. And it's true. The older these women get, the more eggshells you have to tiptoe in order to continue that honeymoon phase. Because they're very, what's the word? They're looking for a reason to just end that, to destroy that, to put an end to that, hold on, maybe if I turn the light off. To put an end to that romance. They're looking for a reason. Because they've been alone for so long and they realize that in order to maintain a relationship or any kind of romance, they've gotta put in effort. And they don't wanna do that. So they'll end the fucking the honeymoon phase as quick as possible, and they'll start figuring out shit to nitpick. There's no such thing as a perfect man. Never. Man, as soon as, you know, you date somebody that understands that, you know, keep her, because those are few and far in between. But I was watching Chronic's video here about Riley Reid, and he keeps reviewing her. God only knows why. But in the end, it's always the same thing, dude. You can't even hear it in her voice. Her childish, childlike voice. Watch.
So we are responding to a video. Wants to eat that. Get your...
Welcome back, ladies.
Now...
I guess that wasn't really much of a sound sample, but... She has a very childish demeanor, doesn't she? Doesn't she act like a child? That's my point. These women act like children. They want the quick and easy path because it's quick and easy. And they don't care about the consequences because the consequences, you know, they're not there yet. They've never had to struggle or suffer through consequence because they made it through their whole life being treated with the utmost love and respect. And the moment that a guy came and kind of put her in her place, it's like, oh, well, that's the guy that I want because this is unfamiliar territory, right? And they become addicted to that. They become addicted to that type of psychological abuse. It's funny. It's like a drug to them. That narcissistic personality disorder just can't help but pop its rear head through the veil there. So they end up behaving like fucking children, chasing their addictions, chasing their passion and love for sex, and, you know, using sex as another type of drug. Well, let's see what m'lady has to say.
Gentlemen, I was reading some of your comments, and you guys were like, go to another room because it's echoey.
I'm an idiot!
Well, guess what? It's echoey in this one, too. Who edited the video? I did!
That's why the music's so loud.
So, as you can tell, she's got a very playful nature. Very childlike, very cute. Which goes to show you what type of environment she grew up in. And the thing about porn is that it allows you to it just allows you to pretend that you're somebody that you're not. And so when you're in front of a camera, you can't help but portray that character. Fuck, Andrew Tate is one of those people. As a matter of fact, this woman here, Riley Reid, she said time and time again that every time she dates one of her fans, she has to untrain them. That she's, you know, that they're not fucking Riley Reid, they're fucking Haley. It happens often, dude. You know, they're... when their childlike nature ends up getting the spotlight, having to maintain that character is tough. You don't even know how many fucking girls I used to flirt with back when YouTube was becoming a thing, was becoming popular. Triple Six was one of them. There was another girl, I can't remember her name at the moment, she said that all she wanted to be, she just wanted to be known. She just wanted to be famous for the sake of being famous. Like, it was like cadaver or something. And there was like two other girls making their way through YouTube when it first started. Just trying to be famous for the sake of being famous. And look at them now. They're no longer the same. Or they've deleted their channel completely. Or they've just completely abandoned it. Because maintaining that characteristic can't do it for very long. And when you do, it ends up consuming you. Lucille Ball is one of those types of people. Fucking, you know, you see them just drown themselves in alcohol because they're desperately trying to medicate themselves to try and erase the work, the pain, the headache, all that it takes to maintain that character. It's impossible. You can't do it for a very long time. So when Riley Reid behaves the way that she does, you know, is it any wonder that she is, you know, she is like the way she is? Look at her. She still acts like a child, and she's my age, 36.
Hope you like this. Some of you guys hated it. We're here to answer some more questions. Hi, Riley. I've read that you worked in the adult industry for about 9 years. I wanted to ask you, how did the industry change during this time? There has been so many changes in the adult industry from when I first started.
All right, I don't give a fuck about the adult industry, but my point is that if you ever watch these porn stars, they buy their toys first, and then they buy... I mean, fucking... What's her name will tell you the same shit. Fuck. Karma RX. When I first started getting into her, it was like 2013. Or 2016? No, it was 2014. Excuse me. She was just this fucking hottie. Just barely fucking coming out. She started doing like web videos and shit like that. And then she came out in one fucking shoot, and that was it. I fucking love that girl. She's funny. But she'll even tell you the same thing. The adult decision that she made when she got her first, like, big-ass check was just to buy a bunch of shoes. She was like, after, like, my third or fourth check, I started to realize, like, oh, fuck, I'm just spending it on a bunch of useless shit. Fuck, my mom does that. She owes money to the tax man, and now she's starting to self-reflect. Huh. Maybe buying all these art supplies in a home that isn't mine was a really bad idea. Maybe buying, you know, the shit that I bought was a really bad idea, considering that I don't know if I'm going to make rent next month. And I see this time. My best friend's mother, who's in her 60s, you know, still suffers from the same shit. Fuck. I feel bad. Any case, yeah, man. Sorry, I'm just reflecting on a lot of really bad memories. These women get captured. I mean, men are no different. They bury themselves in front of the TV or, you know, in front of, PlayStation. They hide. They don't do anything. They don't really do anything other than just hide behind their favorite toy or their favorite hobby. But what I notice about women is that they hide behind they hide behind credentialism. I think that the wiser and smarter that they get on paper, that means something to men. That means more respect. More eliteness. I forget what the word is, but... couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, look at Budweiser. I hired a chick solely based on the idea that she would do a good job because it was a diversity hire, and the woman was no different than a 16-year-old. She desperately wanted to fit in because she was getting old. And so what did she do? She changed the entire makeup of the fucking company that was literally the staple for many Super Bowls for fucking years and years and years to come. She said so herself. It was nothing more than just a brand that was meant for frat parties and boyish type of behavior. And what did she do instead of continuing that tradition? Rewarding the customer for hundreds of years. For decades of unflinching loyalty to the brand. She fucking sold them out to some faggot that nobody even fucking knows. I didn't even know about this guy. I had no idea who the fuck the guy was until Matt Walsh and a few other people talked about him. Apparently this guy's a fucking clown. And then Nike. Thank fucking God I don't wear Nike. And thank fucking God my favorite rugby team isn't sponsored by Nike. But Nike's following in the same suit. The exact same fucking suit. Yeah, I heard Asics was Asics and Under Armour were slowly fucking tiptoeing in that trajectory. It's unreal, man. Women just will not put away childish fucking things. And it's costing them. It's costing them relationships. It's costing them work. It's costing them business. It's costing them partners. It's costing them their, getting them divorced. It's getting them overlooked. It's getting them... they're looking like fucking jokes. And then they have the nerve to turn around and point out guys like Andrew Tate, which I don't follow. Only children follow him. If you ever follow his following, it's people with a low IQ that are childish in nature, or fucking boys in middle school and in high school. Everybody loves the idea of having multiple women, but dude, let me tell you, I could barely handle one. I couldn't even handle one. When I dated two, dude, it was like juggling lions with rabies. You were gonna get fucked up. And if you drop the ball on one of them, God fucking forbid that the other one finds out that I was dating twins and it was not fucking fun, dude. They came after me like fucking hellcats. It really sucked. Getting your dick blown twice a day is fucking great. But it's not fun when you're being attacked by two different people for two different reasons a day. Yeah, this beer is starting to taste flat. I haven't drank in a while, so my shit tastes gross. I'm not drinking anymore. Any case, my friends, I just wanted to communicate to you that this is the face of childish nature.
Produce their own content, publish it on their own sites, and make money over and over and over and over and
over. It's all what it's about.
Well, in any case, there's nothing that I'm going to be able to say that Chronic won't be touching on, or will be touching on. I don't know how to fucking phrase that. I'm tired and getting a little bit buzzed. So I'm just going to end it here. Just remember that. Whenever you see a woman and you have low self-esteem, like you can't approach them, understand that they're in the mindset of a fucking child. What would excite a child? Guard your heart.